This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Ask me why I run, tell you why I run. Say the woman at the door had a doggone shotgun. That is why I run. Now I came home 1 minute to three. He say who and I say me. He say I got company. I say young man, that is bigger me. That's when I begin to shout. If I can't come in, she can't come out.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 13th of June, 2022, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. A good yawning this morning and welcome back from the long weekend. Listen, just in case you didn't know, this year, kiddies, is going to be a cold shower summer. That's right, it's now cold shower season. Get ready. That's going to be your best defense. That's going to be your best bet. The only thing else I could tell you to help you stay cool in the summer and keep your sanity is Gnep. Now, to my surprise, Gnep is on the ground. There are some trees that are so early that they have ripe and full fruit on it. Now, the fruit is not as sweet as it could be, but if you like me, you're making Gnep lemonade, then that's all right. Now, you're going to be making Gnep lemonade this summer. Gnep lemonade is going to keep you cool this summer. And you're going to give your kids the gift of a bit of Bahamian cultural heritage. Remember when you was a churin and you'd be out of your house all day, 12 hours, 13 hours, just running up and down, not bothering anybody for food? That's because you was eating that Gnep. You were sucking the flesh off the seed and then you was chewing on that nut. You were getting hidden starches from that nut and hidden nutrients. In fact, the Amerindians that used to live here, they would crack the Gnep seed, peel off what they call that, the skin or the carp, or so they peel off the skin, and they would roast or steam the nut on the inside for starch, right, for carbohydrate, for nutrients. So you're going to give your kids the gift of a little bit of Bahamian culture this summer. You're going to help them find some local fruit trees in their neighborhood, and you're going to talk to the owners of those trees, and you can figure out if your children could have some of that fruit. Also, you're going to be, maybe y'all go a little urban exploration. Go inside some local bush, see if you got any wild fruit trees living in there. You got to find the Gnep. The Gnep will keep you cool this summer. And since we talking old people talk, just for a moment at the beginning of the show, I would like to send out this request. If you know how to cut a tornado in half, producer, you know how to cut a tornado in half? If you know how to cut a tornado in half, if you know what to do to make a tornado turn around or behave, call me or text me. You don't have to put your name, your voice on the radio. Just call me or text me and let's talk, because there's plenty of tornadoes in our future, whether NEMA sees it or not. Now, caller, I see you on the line. Hold on for me. Give me a second. I ain't gonna be too long with you. So today is our episode of the Bahamas, where we go through the most exciting stories over the last week, things in the media and not in the media, but only if we could bring them into the media. And there's a bunch of stuff to talk about today. So, caller, I come into you in a moment. Let me just list off some of the things that I want to talk about before you guys start calling in. So, you heard the song that we opened the show with, Ask Me Why I Run. That must mean it's the speaker again. And, you know, I've come to find that I like standing with the speaker. and I'm going to stand with the speaker a bit more. We can get to that in a moment. Another story, a Marine in green Crocs. You know, when somebody told me we had Marines, I was like, we don't have Marines. Rambo is a Marine. We don't have Marines. Anyway, we're going to get to that story. Another story I saw that I think slipped through the net. SunCash, PopPay allows sand dollar payments through facial recognition. Ladies, it's a scam. You could only wear one hairdo. You could only fix yourself up in one style. And I know some women out here, they like magicians. Every time I see them, they look like a totally different woman. And that is versatile. And that is powerful. And I like it. But facial recognition technology does not like it at all. Another story, discrimination in the RBPF. I'd like to talk about that. Then there was a drug bust in Acklands. Traffic. Saw this story purporting that allegedly a bus driver came close to hitting a child on a bike, and it became a little bit of a fracas in the road. I saw this other story, government cancels $1 million in leases. Another headline, 4 teens face murder charge for 13-year-old Quentin McKenzie's killing. The taxi cab union is talking about increasing fares. What's fares if y'all would pick us up, locals, as fair? The Dexter Dabbs concert. I remind y'all about my friend Claude Mallard, insurance salesman who sells Sweetheart Insurance. Monroe responds to uptick in crime. Government commits to building women's shelter. And fourth story, woman accuses officer of rape. So those are some of the things I want to get into this morning. I see you called bright and early, caller, so you're on the clock.
Is that me?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, godly day to the universe along with you. Pretty eyes, Aaron Green.
Good morning, Bremen. How you doing?
Okay, I'm all in, thank God. You can be better, a lot better. But I'm going to deal with the tornado first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you see it, first, it will be coming down like what you would call like a funnel.
Uh-huh.
The pointed part,
uh-huh.
You take the knife and then just cut it across.
Okay.
And what I want to say also, tell those people don't be digging up Auckland, okay?
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
Take good care.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bremen. So you got to get the knife, you got to point it, and you cut it in half. Now, Bremen, I ain't making fun of you, but you can't see. How you know what you cutting? Because you could be responsible for the breaking up of plenty relationship in this house because you just go and walk on your porch and take that knife and start cutting. Now, mind you, Dexter Dabbs could also be responsible for the breaking up of plenty relationship in this town. I'm glad that the concert finally got off. That's the wrong choice of language. I'm glad that the concert finally took place. That the people who were really, really, really looking forward to this concert, that they got a chance to enjoy themselves. Dexter Dabbs is certainly a consummate professional. He's good at what he does. He's an entertainer. And the people were entertained. I don't know if I'm going to call it a COVID concert just quite yet. But we wait and see. If you had a good time at the Dexter Dabbs concert and you want to tell the people that all of our concerns, you know, they were just misplaced or misguided, let's do that. You could call in. Oh, producer, I see I got lines open. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Are you still progressive, the lone progressive talk shows in the country?
No, man. No, don't watch nothing. See, progressive is subjective. No, I'm not the lone. Progressives are subjective. People progressing, you know, and they grow and don't watch nothing.
They get a fool me. But Ms. Green, why do these conservative people think that the gardener, the restaurant workers, the garbage man, the construction helpers, all these people, why do you think that they believe they seem to assume that these people don't need a livable wage? Why is that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
They're misguided.
When it's time to pay these low-wage workers a livable wage, they always talk about these people need to learn to do well in school. Come on, man. And they should realize that that's the system, you know, right. and they could be high-paid, smart garbage men. Educated garbage men like it is in China and India and them places and still don't make, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the system, but please, man, advocate for these people because,
you've
man, everybody against the poor people, you know. They only look at them in time for election. They promise them livable wage without a timeline and a writing.
The accompanying policies and legislative measures to ensure that we can restore balance to the economy once we increase the minimum wage closer to the livable wage.
Yeah, but these people, that shouldn't be a reason. These people need a livable wage. You know, never the right time. Always the right time to do right by people.
Thank you.
They seem to forget that these people need social housing. These people are poor.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, you're welcome. You're welcome. And a livable wage is not what you deserve if you went to high school, if you went to college, if you're a good Christian. That's not what a livable wage is. A livable wage is what's required for a human to have a decent and more than, right? We call an adequate or decent life. And quality of life, because they are human and they are alive, and that's all it takes to qualify for that. We have some horrible attitudes, but we've been socialized into them. We've been taught that these rules are for survival so that you don't become like those poor people, because God help you. We can't help you if you become a poor people. See, the way that the Ponzi scheme is set up, your job is to stay out of that role. I'm sorry about that other caller. Ah, there you go. Let's go. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good to be back. New week. Happy new week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Happy new week to you, too.
Listen, I'm talking about Patricia DeVoe.
Yes, ma'am.
Who is my MP.
Yes, ma'am.
Who I am yet to see, even before election.
I got you.
And, I'm not liking her attitude from the chair.
Okay.
You know, I understand that she wants to see things change, but this is coming from a woman and a mother. I think she's pushing too hard. Mm-hmm. And getting the wrong reaction from people, and she seems to have I don't care what you think attitude. But she should, because I hear a lot of people compare what she is doing and saying to what happened under the last administration. But I'm wondering if this administration plans to be where the last administration now sits. Because at the end of the day, that's what happens when you don't listen to the noise in the market.
Mm-hmm. True.
You understand? Mm-hmm. I understand where she's coming from, believe me, but I feel that she needs to tune it back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that she's not talking to children. She's
yes.
not talking to her children, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
I don't know if that's how she... Because like I say, I'm yet to meet her before elections. Elections has come and gone. And I'm still yet to meet her. But she is the MP in my area. Mother's Day come and gone. I heard people asking me if I got anything. I've gotten nothing. People said they got nothing. They're saying that she is looking after one section of Bamboo Town. The other section, which is Kennedy, she's not checking for.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kind of potholes in our area. She lives in that particular section where all the potholes are. And I had to make reports to get some of the potholes done, the information. And I'm saying this because my husband works at Bahama Hot Mix, Bahamix.
Yeah.
So I know that the listing of potholes that she sent in was for up in the other section, not in the section where she actually lives.
Okay.
I reported those potholes, and some of them are now filled. But I'm just saying, as one of her constituents, the way she's carrying on is kind of embarrassing. So I think, you know, she needs to tone down, and the Prime Minister needs to say something to her about it, call a meeting with her, let her know, you know, I don't know what she understands about the chair, if that means, okay, use the mummy in the house and so on and so forth, because she's actually the mummy in the house. You know, I don't get it.
Now, listen, I want to ask a whole bunch of questions, but I don't want you to think that I like critiquing you. Mm-hmm. I just want to like expand it, because when you say, you know, it's kind of like she's acting like a mother in the house, the first mm-hmm. thing that come into my mind is, first of all, Erin, you bias towards politicians, right? So I have to weigh that. I bias, you know, against mm-hmm. them. I bias against them. I think they behave worse than children in the house.
I do. I do too. But guess yeah. what? Just because you act like a child don't mean I should act like the mother. I should still be the grown up. In the house.
And set the tone.
I can speak to you is how I say what I say, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those persons. I have, no disrespect, I have insulted persons
mm-hmm.
who yet to know that I insulted them.
Yes, ma'am.
It's how you say it.
Yes.
And the tone of voice you use, because it's the same way of disciplining a child. You can say, listen, your sweetie, sit down, be quiet, you'll stop that. Or you can say, sit yourself down. And it's a tone of voice you use also mm-hmm. that speaks to your mannerism.
Mm-hmm. And even though she may be engaging the existing culture in the house, she mm-hmm. should step above that and set
Thank
a new
you.
Standard.
Thank you. If you're trying to set a new standard for the behavior in the house, then you should come off with a new standard. Not. I mean, she is coming off with a new standard, but come on, man. You're coming off as being biggity, bossy, and like, where I sit, nobody can touch me type of personality, and that is wrong. I think she should tone it back. I think she should apologize to Mr. Russell of NEMA, because he, like he said, there were other tornadoes that he heard about before her tornado.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But right. she doesn't even probably, I don't know if he explained it to her when she called him. Well, she didn't care for him because as far as she concerned, her people needed him, and he's supposed to jump out of bed or come from there. He's come running in the middle of the tornado and rescue.
But listen,
I don't know what she expected from him. I said that she owed him an apology.
I'm glad you called, right? Because I could be honest with you. Like I said, I'm biased against the politicians. And mm-hmm. after I saw the press statement, the press conference from the leader of the opposition, the leader of the royal opposition, the Honorable Michael Pintard,
mm-hmm.
and the Honorable Adrian White, who's also my MP,
mm-hmm.
right? I have a whole three paragraphs here, ma'am, right? I can tell you my in response to what they said, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were very upset or offended that she would suggest that they didn't care about the survivors of Dorian. And I wanted to say to them that they need to be, and anybody talking about Dorian, need to be careful and keep it out of the realm of politics, because we are three hurricane seasons later. We done had 2020, 2021, mm-hmm. and we in 2022. And the foundation for the hurricane shelter in Abaco has not been laid. We have not laid the foundation for one hurricane shelter across the archipelago. And we mm-hmm. haven't even begun discussions on what a tornado shelter would look like. And I don't like to hear politicians make empty, you know, statements and spew rhetoric
mm-hmm.
when on the face of it, all of us can see that either they don't care or they don't have the capacity. They don't understand what it means to have a duty of care and to fulfill that duty of care for others that are not in your familial cycle, right?
But
I'd like to just get in my feelings, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I said like, okay, like for Pintat,
mm-hmm.
he stuck with his constituents, true Dorian. He lived true Dorian himself.
Yeah.
So to suggest that he don't care about that, the situation that he lived through, I think is a very unfair statement.
I got you.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I think even with Dr. Menace, as badly as he's done coming up to the lab, he begged, pleaded, and cried to those persons to move,
yeah.
move. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
A lot, because we in the Bahamas, we used to doing our things our way. It's
yeah.
hard to make us get up and move in it and live it for 50 years and nothing ever happened.
Yeah, I got you. So let me tell you, I got to go. I got another caller, but let me tell you what I was going to say. I'm so glad you called, because the conversation moderates our discourse, right? Because, you know, I got some fire here. What I said was maybe she should apologize. Then the speaker should amend her statement. NEMA and the ministry responsible are woefully unprepared. I've talked about tornadic activity multiple times over the last 2 months on my show. But imagine you in the Bahamas and you calling your PM a climate change champion. and you don't have a tornado unit, and you don't have a national statement or campaign addressing preparedness for increased tornadic activity, you worried about brothels and domes in Abaco but haven't laid the foundation for a hurricane shelter, let alone a tornado shelter, on any island. What I will, Captain Russell, could not possibly fulfill the Speaker or the MP's expectations because the state and the agency that they manage just don't have the capacity. But, ma'am, I want to thank you so much for helping me moderate. That guy was just going to chop, chop, chop at them politicians. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, good morning. Time to help you chop it up.
Yes, yes, let's go.
All right. Pop you up.
Yes, sir.
Everything cool. Thank God for life. Aaron, I spoke with White and Ms. Musgrove Pamela this morning, and one of the questions he asked, but I didn't get the opportunity to answer him, why I pointing out the women in the Progressive Liberal Party, because I was one of those who mentioned that Philip Davis, Prime Minister Davis, should pull the Speaker aside and speak to her and tell her the way she conducting herself is embarrassing the rest of the ladies in Parliament and embarrassing the country. And they say, well, why pick on the women? So far, it seems like the women, one or two of them, there's questions to them, but politically, one or two of the women, them seem to get themselves, not, let me say it this way, not conduct themselves the way how to be human people expected them after we put them in there in September. And I'm talking about the Minister of Transport, the mix-up she and the investigation still going on.
Right.
I say to myself, maybe they wait until the Commissioner of Police resign to maybe finish this investigation. It would have been so appropriate, knowing that the chairman of the staff, Police Staff Association, mentioned that the officer had to get medical attention after allegedly Minister rolling on his foot or hitting him or something like that. And if that was the public, they would have been dealing with it differently. So I said maybe when the commissioner changed, they might change it. But with the Speaker, I think she embarrassed herself. And people like Glenys Anna Martin, who've been around a long time, she could take example from the way Ms. Martin, she might have been named and put out those assembly before. But she conduct herself. This lady, the Speaker, she carry on like she on a talk show and nobody could see her. And this her way on her soap dish to say what she had to say. But this lady was acting a movie live on TV. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Even if she was making a solid point and speaking on behalf of people, I mean, a person like Mr. Russell, who is well known in this country for years, serving, a great man, just like many civil servants. I mean, to use the opportunity to abuse her power, that's abuse of power right there. It's like some of us black people, not just men, women and men, this is a good example to show you. When we get power, we abuse it and we can't handle it. This lady needs to resign as the Speaker. Prime Minister Davis and Chairman Fred Mitchell, them. Y'all, come on, this lady embarrassing the country. This ain't the first time.
No.
And we need some closure to investigation. We don't want no politics involving with investigation with the Minister of Transport. We should have done had some answers by now, knowing that the police officer had to get medical attention. Keep up the good work, Ms. Green.
Listen, absolutely, absolutely. And I really appreciate your... they say stern, you know, but your sensible critique. And it causes me to remind myself to even moderate my behavior, right? Boy, listen, see, because I bias against the politicians. And what I wanted to ask you before you left, Papa, well, we could talk about it, right? If the House, right, if the PM and the House censure the Speaker in some way, right? It's not chastised, but if they admonish and request and maybe demand privately an apology, does this set a precedent that other politicians are unwilling to follow? And so it's unlikely that we will see it happen. And is the Speaker going to be willing to be that precedent and become a living example, right? A living teachable moment to set a standard, not just in the House, not just in governance, not just in politics, but in society generally. Oh boy, callers, give me 2 seconds, callers. Don't go nowhere. I got to read these texts. Texas said, use a samurai sword to cut the tornado. Look here, I got to call Kent Bazard. I got to call my Bahamian Kung Fu master, Master Kong Style, to figure out if that's the right advice. You can't just be doing things unless you're certain. All right, great show as usual, Miss Green. I see someone selling Ganep under Ganep tree, so I politely gone on the tree to pick it as opposed to buying it. You should see how the place didn't look at me. Yes, buddy. What you mean I would have called the police on you even if that wasn't my tree and I right there selling the Gnep? No, sir. Another texter says if the speaker had talked to them like that, she would have told the speaker if she thinks she's selling hot dog on the side of the road. I'm going to be honest with you, though. Every other day that I look at the House of Assembly, I want to ask the people in there, are you certain you know where you are? And do you know how much you're getting paid to be here? And my question really is, has her behavior diverted or has it gone well beyond what is common culture, what is common practice in the House of Assembly? Somebody said if they make minimum wage $800 a week, trust me, corned beef could be $35 a can shortly. Aaron, please let the people know the approach of the speaker and the actions of Nima are two completely separate topics. The speaker was wrong and should apologize. Added to that, Nima was derelict. How do I know that? At minimum, no stakeholder, especially in senior management, should be calling around trying to find out what's going on. Ah, there you go. Right. They are two separate issues, which is why I said, yeah, maybe she should apologize, but she should also amend her statement. And it says, you guys, you need to watch the full debate to see why she got hot. I listen to you get hot on this station, too. So stop your bias, political bias. You need help bad. And that text also says, Aaron, it wasn't the speaker who said the FNM didn't care about Abaco Dorian. It was Cornish who was reading what his constituents wanted him to read, get facts. I need to also then go and rewatch the FNM press conference. You could find it on Facebook because I'm almost certain, but I am obviously being corrected until I correct myself, that it wasn't the speaker. I thought Pintard intimated that it was the speaker. But that's okay, because I don't have any political bias. I dislike everybody in this political culture and everything about it and every party that's playing in it, because they're playing in it. They're not taking it seriously. And if you are a partisan, if you are a party member and you're okay with this, I don't like you either. And maybe I do need help for that. All right, caller, you're on the... Wait. Yeah, let's go, caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning. How you doing, Ms. Grant?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Hey, Ms. Grant, you don't think this old boys club need to stop now?
Yes, sir.
This old boys club really need to stop now, you know, because they don't want people to apologize, and none of these people, when they do wrong, they apologize to the BMN people, you know.
Uh-huh.
This old boys club, and to hear people talk about how the speaker carried on, but is she actually wrong for what she's saying? About Nima?
Yeah.
Is she actually wrong about that?
No. I think
that... This old boys club pointing fingers this way, next way. Look, you know, that gentleman, Mr. Russell, he's getting paid handsomely. He's getting paid handsomely. No one talking about that. They talking about what the speaker did.
Mm-hmm.
No one talking about the wrongs happening that way.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's a part of my critique as well. Do any of y'all in that house think that your behavior has been pristine? Has anybody given the people a proper explanation and apology for who break up
if you'd like to make
the chair
call,
and the cabinet kung fu fighting?
Again. If you need help, hang up and then
producer, that call is gone. Yeah, that call is gone. Anybody apologizing for that? Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. You there? Oh, man. Caller, call back. Maybe you hit the mute button. Yeah, when we talk about apologies, right? That's what I'm saying. We talk about behavior that doesn't belong in the house. Y'all cannot be serious. Y'all can't be serious. You've gone in that house and suggested that people are sissies and homosexuals, as if it's a dirty thing. Y'all say the most vile things to each other in that house. Plus, I will demand that the speaker apologize to the captain, to Captain Russell. When somebody explains to me, how could we have multiple senior officers over time in the Royal Bahamas Defense Force that cannot swim? Huh? You tell me that. You tell me that. How? And how is it that we're out here? Listen, I don't want to put the young lady that found herself in a situation where she's wearing green Crocs in an official parade on display, right? Because her team is responsible for making sure that she has everything she needs to perform according to standard at all times. She is a Marine. She's a soldier. She's not administration. She's not in charge. But if we're going to call you all Marines, I want you all to remember that Rambo was a Marine. He's a made-up Marine, but he was a Marine. You walked 7,000 miles because you're a Marine. That's the job you volunteered for, to protect the Bahamian people and the archipelago, no matter what it takes. And don't tell me, yeah, but I figure it's just going to call the U.S., and they're going to send a plane. No, that's not what it is. Anyway, okay, producer, let's get to these calls, and then we got to go to a break, right? Then we got to go to a break. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Good. In defense of the speaker, I think she got a bit, you know, emotional because of her constituent circumstance that they were in, and I think she went a bit overboard with calling out the captain. But it doesn't negate the fact that it happened, and she wasn't able to get the satisfaction for her constituents that she you know, she is the speaker, but she's always also the MP for that area.
Yes,
for one. Now, in response to the press conference that the opposition members had about them not being children, and they were so upset, you know, you have to understand, what did you do? Take responsibilities for your action, okay? She was, when she lashed out at or responded in a strong stance against the member for St. Anne's, that was the well-deserved. You're not going to stand up and tell me and wave this book, this rule book, and tell me, you know, coming at me. She pushed back and she explained that she read the book. Yep. You understand me? She stood her ground.
Yes,
and I don't blame her for that. Now, maybe the neck jerking and all of this needs to be, she needs to tone that, you know, get that in check. But with her stance, and the last point, the response that, in reference to Mr. Pintad speaking about the feel, you know, the hurt and the feelings about the Dorian situation, that was apples and oranges. That was a deputy speaker who was responding to him because he would not sit down when he got up to attack Mr. Cornish, who was speaking as a Dorian victim, as a representative for Abaco and what the people suffered. You understand? And then he's going to address him as the junior or rookie MP. So that's two different circumstances.
Yeah, I got
you. You can't play victim all the time, and you are part of the problem. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very, very much. I'm very thankful that you guys have called in and shared. That's what we do, right? That's what reasoning is about. And I'm not afraid or concerned about shifting my perspective on this issue, and you shouldn't be concerned about shifting your perspective on any particular issue. So we've got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to get to these texts, and then we're going to dive into some of these other issues out here. There's plenty. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassar Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're listening, we're tuned in to This Week of the Bahamas. I'm coming to you in 1 second. I got a text here that says, Ms. Green, Rambo was actually a Green Beret in the U.S. Army, not a Marine. Is a Green Beret better than a Marine, right? Because I always thought the Marines were hardier and stronger than the Green Beret. It doesn't matter, though. What matters is that in the military, there are no excuses. There just are. No excuses. All right. I got a text there, Ms. Green. Two wrongs don't make it right. That is the reason why this country is in the state it's in. We overlook too many things. Conduct ourselves accordingly across the board. Right? And Carl, I come to you right now. It's very interesting. Discrimination in the RBPF is another made-up headline that I wanted to talk about and ask the question. When Clayton Fernando was brought back into the, I think transferred back into the force, he may have been promoted over a female officer, perhaps the highest ranking, I think the highest rank, I have to confirm, highest ranking officer in the force. On the completion of the process of the appointment of the Commissioner of Police, if the question is asked, is it an act of discrimination? Was it discriminatory to appoint a man over the highest ranking officer in line for the position, even though we don't technically know the process for selecting commissioners of police? Right, and one of the reasons why perhaps you would justify that type of discrimination is you would say, well, because in the state of the force right now, right, the dynamics on the force, we would suggest putting a male officer who can demand the attention and control and the discipline of officers, particularly those that are rogue or at risk of going rogue. Perhaps a woman officer may not be the right person in this context, right? I could understand somebody feeling that way. You can't appoint a woman as the commissioner of police right now. You got all these officers you need to pull into, pull in line. You need a rough boy. You need a man who know the streets and know man and how they operate. How they think, what they're willing to do. And, I think about that, and I think about this conversation about the speaker. And then I think about the conversation in the U.S. about guns when President Trump keeps saying you need a good guy with a gun to catch a bad guy with a gun. Like, what's the difference? If y'all behaving like buffoons in the house, maybe we need a buffoon wrangler for the job. Anyway, caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Erin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, man. You're making some good points, ma'am. I can make my points and then I can tell you what I told White and Tom, and they didn't ask my question.
Okay.
I better get to that place and then I'll move back on to the topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
I asked White and Tom this morning on their show. I said, White, we in the Bahamas, we the Bahamian populace are fifth rank in this country right now. And I say, go out, say the Queen, when I born, and the American second. So I say, name the next tree in order how, right? Because right now, the Bahamas is not for us being. It's for everybody else besides us. Now, in top on hand, you see, what these members of parliament have to understand is, our country is a good country. A rich country.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to let people who are in charge of these governments do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Parliament, they tell Joyce, go there and legislate. Aaron, why they can't amend? I can't go in the casino and gamble. That's discriminating. This whole country is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we call the country to go up, I wouldn't go to the United Nations and say, I know the country will go up. Passport, I'm still selling. You say they got problem at the immigration office now. I'm saying now, why you have to bring mm-hmm. outside of there now? It might be perceived that dealing and dealing is going in some of the ministry. Until behemoths begin to treat us, Aaron, with respect and dignity. Why do you think everybody that talks is calling us homophobic and dumb and stupid? It's how we treat ourselves, and they're noticing them.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese ain't complaining, the Haitians ain't complaining, the Jamaican and the Philippines ain't complaining. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, the only people complaining I see is us.
Yeah.
Inside, they sit down, the Chinese and the Haitians, they're buying their groceries, they're wearing the wick. They ain't getting no service line. And say so they ain't never going to work and get nothing insurance money. They're working self-employed and we'll pay NIB.
Yeah.
We need to go get the $500 million people in this ball, put their name in the papers, the guarantee loan money, mm-hmm. the money from the bank, the Bahamas Development Bank. Name and shame these people. They don't want bodies well back now, Aaron. See, yeah. There's a lot of things in this country that need to be fixed, but it's not going to happen until the moon school. Now, put the next tree in line. I can be with you listening. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. Thank you. You made some awesome points, right? That the political class have to understand the country is not a Ponzi scheme for you to test and trial your wildest imaginings. The people, and particularly the workers, the laborers, the man power, the woman power in this country, there's not a pool of energy for you to tap when you think you have a grand idea and you deserve your shot at the American dream, building the American dream in the Bahamas for you to go live as a global citizen. That make any sense? Poor people suffering. Poor people suffering. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Hey, good morning. How you do?
Yeah, you know, JJ always making some good points, and I could appreciate that and see what he's feeling. But the thing is, as Bahamians, we don't realize nothing until it's upon us. You know, that's our problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's with the forestry being denuded, right? We didn't. I didn't want to hear him talk about it, because that was going on for about 40 years now. So, but what I want to touch on, right? And forgive me, because I'm going to opine in ignorance. I didn't listen to the full debate like the Texas said. Maybe we should hear the full debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have two daughters, and I'm tired of every time a woman, see, it's throughout history, women have displayed more gonads than some men. And so the fact that you have some women, see, it's a boys' club for real. I don't have a problem with a bold woman. So I'm not even going to waste time about the speaker, but I like a strong woman, and the fact that she may seem out of place, but she's a female, right? We need to stop lambasting and hear other women lambasting the next woman. But I didn't hear the conversation, so I'm opining in ignorance, but stop jumping all over people because they're females. And so, Aaron Grant, I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
Perhaps, maybe we should have a female police commissioner for the first time, because she mightn't be intertwined in the corrupt boys' club and the blue wall of silence, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I was hearing correct when I was locked up for facilitating a shipment in Auckland, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, where's the cameras? So, you see what I'm saying? If they was wearing the cameras, then they could have proved that they was innocent.
Yeah.
But the fact that they don't want the cameras, the cameras should be integral because of the last accusation of the lady who said the police raped her.
Yeah.
So until the cameras, right, it leaves room for doubt without. Give thanks, man. We're a pathetic nation. I don't care what nobody say, man. We don't hear the truth, man.
Blessings, eh? Thank you, 52. Thank you, 52. Listen, I want to thank all the callers and texters today for filling this show with awesome contributions. I'm a little upset I didn't get through my...
If you'd like to make a call.
Producer, let's hit that I didn't get through my full list. So I'm going to go through the text now. Texas, I didn't forget you. Texas says the last caller, not this one or the one before, is a PLP troll. And that's why these politicians will never do any better. May I remind her that she and all who defended politicians' bad behaviors will answer to a higher authority. We will all answer to higher authority, especially the people who take my mangoes off the side of the road. And that's also a note about vigilante justice. Put it down. It's not good for the soul. Good morning, Aaron. Your last call, although calm and rational sounding, has just perpetuated the real political issue we have, the blame game. It matters not that the speaker is a female. What matters is our ability to not allow politics to blind us to the issues being debated. Another text says, the speaker was just ghetto. She needed to apologize and know her job. Mr. Russell, know his job. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. If anybody at NEMA knew their job, they would pack up NEMA, put it in an envelope, and mail it to Britain and ask them to send it back fully energized and funded. Yeah, you live in the Bahamas, hurricane zone, guaranteed hurricane zone, and now increase in tornadic activity. The people of the Bahamas deserve more. Y'all deserve more, and you must demand it. And when the government cannot provide it, you must provide it for yourself. Don't rely on the government. Listen, we need family island imagination. You hear me? Family island imagination and determination driving this country. The pockets of development, the pockets of positive progress, trust me, family island people are connected to those spaces. When the government won't do for you, you can't just die. You got to do for yourself. Another text. Hi, Aaron, just following up. Okay, I got you. Ackland's tickets. Ms. Green, there was no discrimination. Mr. Fernandez did not lose his seniority when the former government sent him without cause to another place. Even though she was promoted, he was still her senior. I got you. Okay. Understood. We can flesh that out a little bit more, but I'd like to thank you for that tidbit. Okay, caller, listen. I see you there. You got 30 seconds, and when the producer cuts you. Good morning. You're on the clock.
Yeah, Ms. Grant, how can we let the British get away with their independence without reparations?
Man, yeah.
And why we ain't going to get an ex mother country to deal with us? You know what I mean? Why, man?
Look here. Producer, cut this gentleman. You are fabulous. Look here. What a fabulous way to end the show. This boy say, why we didn't demand reparations from Britain when they let us go? So when we go ask for another mother, we have a little something in our pocket to make the negotiations look right. Man, look here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. We're going to talk revolutionary politics in a minute because it's June. It's Labor Month. And that's the center of revolution in the Bahamas. Anyway, I am out of time. I didn't get to talk about it, but I have to mention it. If you're in the eastbound lane on Harold Road, if you're traveling east into town on Harold Road, when you're approaching opposite original parties, put your extra eyes in. There is a new terminal to take you to the center of the earth. Don't lose your car in them holes on Harold Road. Pay extra attention. Not just for your own car, but so you don't force someone else into a pothole and destroy their car. Dear Ministry of Public Works, dear Ministry of Transportation, please get on it. Have a great day, Bahamas. It's been a wonderful time. Tomorrow, we're going to have Mr. Daniel Durazo from the U.S. Embassy joining us to talk LGBTI rights, Pride Month. Have a great day, Bahamas. Be sure to tune in.
That's when I began to play Bo Peep. From the hallway across the streets, just then the shotgun began to blast. I didn't hear a thing, I was going too fast. I ran tell a medical cop, I told the officer what was what. Policeman looked me in the face, he said, run woman, run, you ain't got no kid.